Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Indians and Rays, they started things off yesterday. They'll play again tonight. And we bring in our good friend, super friend of the show, ultimate Hall of Famer on our show. He is Brian Anderson, and he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, BA, how are you?
You know what? After that introduction, Andy, how can I be better?
I mean, really, is this
Hall
better
of
than
Famer.
Is this better than having your jersey up in the hallways at Geneva?
Yeah, Geneva, yes.
It's a Hall of Fame from 10 to 2, Monday through Friday.
Hall of Fame 10 to... Listen, I've already told people that I've maxed out my potential for Hall of Fame. So you get thrown into the Geneva Hall of Fame, okay. Wright State, that was great. The conference that I played in college, boom, got named to the Greater Cleveland Hall of Fame, bam. Now with you guys, there's nowhere else to go. Cooperstown's not calling this guy. I can assure you that. So I think I've maxed out my Hall of Fame ability.
I do want you to know that I've never called anyone a Hall of Famer on our show. You are the first.
Again, like I said, after that introduction, how could things be any better in my world right now?
All right, before we get into baseball, we were trying to figure out things to do for the weekend. Geneva, is that where we should go for the – people keep highly recommending Geneva on the lake for this weekend. Can you make a Chamber of Commerce pitch for me?
Yeah, well, I will tell you this. Geneva on the Lake, when I was in high school, was the place. It was the place to be. There was a little bit of a downturn, but I will tell you what, in the last decade or so, they have churched that place up something nice. And when you're talking about the beginning of summer, Memorial Day, the grill outs, cookouts, the strip, Eddie's Grill, all of the above, the wineries, I'm telling you, it's probably worth your time to make the hour drive out there, and you will not be disappointed. Especially, you know, listen, bring the kids, too.
Well, that's why. It's all about the kids.
Yes, yes. And they've got the batting cages, the putt-putt, the paddle boats, the whole nine yards. You will have a blast, I promise you.
Look how your life has changed. You're talking about high school days there and then taking the kids.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. And that's got to stop because I've got now, when we talk about top to bottom, we go 14, 12, 3, and 5 months.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm doing that all again. So I'm getting the, you know, nice and early mornings and dealing with the little ones. So it keeps you young, I'll tell you that much.
All right, you had a chance to watch the Indians last night, Brian. What were your thoughts last night? And, you know, we saw the collision, and they're struggling right now. They don't really have an identity, and it just kind of doesn't feel real good around here watching the Tribe.
You know what? And I'm right with you. I'd like to say, you know, this is just a rough patch of a season. You know, you play 6 months and play 162 games of anything, you're going to go through some rough stretches. But when you look around at this Cleveland ball club, I think they hung their hat on their starting staff. You know, when you're thinking about Kluber and Carrasco and Clevinger and Bauer and Bieber, you know, that was what they were hanging their hat on. There's been some inconsistency there. There's been some injuries there. You know, the bullpen is far from lockdown. But most importantly, when you look at this Cleveland team and you do your homework on them, you watch them from afar, then you get to watch them in person, the lineup is killing them. And that's the thing, just the inability to put innings together and score runs consistently. You know, there was a lot of guys, you know, productive hitters that left this team in the offseason. And then, you know, what you do have left, you need Ramirez to have a big year. He is not. Lindor's coming on strong now. Santana's doing his thing, but they're getting very little help, and that's what's ultimately killing them. Because when you do not score runs consistently, ultimately that will affect your pitching staff because it ends up putting so much pressure on those guys where whether they want to admit it or not, subconsciously you take the mound knowing I have to be almost perfect tonight in order to get out of here with a no decision. Forget winning. I have to pitch great to avoid losing, and that over time, that will affect your pitching staff.
Hey, B.A., most people actually knew in spring training that there was not going to be any production from the outfield. But is there a way to shape the lineup, maybe make a change to aim yourself at maybe two innings in a game because you know you're not going to get anything from the bottom. And Santana was pretty effective when he was in the leadoff spot a couple of years ago. Would you think that again?
You know, I would think anything. I'm sure that Terry Francona, and he's been in this game long enough, we're not talking about anything that he doesn't agree with, has seen before. I'm sure he's thought of everything. But I know this. I know that when the Rays look to put together their lineup, that Kevin Cash has said, we want our hottest and our best hitters at the top of the lineup. We want to get them more at-bats and look to get things off, to get things started off quickly. And this team is the best team in Major League Baseball at first-inning runs. Saw it again in the game last night. They get off to quick starts because they take the guys that are able to get on base, that are able to put good at-bats together consistently, and instead of holding them back for the 3, 4, 5 spots, they put them right up there at the top of the order.
Well, I guess that's what I'm saying, and I'm just wondering if there's some analytics on that.
Well, I think that there are, and when the Rays, you look at what, and I know this is a sore subject in Cleveland, but you look at what Yandy Diaz has done for this Rays lineup, and against lefties, he's the Rays leadoff hitter. He's going to hit leadoff against lefties. Austin Meadows is going to hit leadoff against righties, and both of those guys have that ability right off the bat to put pressure on a pitcher to not just lay in strike one because of the power that they're able to show and how consistent their at bats are. And so I think that there's something to that, and I think that we'll see what ends up happening. But there's definitely it needs to be looked at. That's for sure.
Why do you think the Rays were able to figure out Diaz and the Indians weren't? Is it maybe the Indians should have just put the snow fence out there to get him to change the velocity of his? Is it velocity? What am I looking at? The bat exit speed.
Velocity.
Yeah, exit velocity. Sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe the Indians
needed
to pull out a couple snow fences.
You know what? This is what I will tell you. I've been down now with the Rays for this is my 12th season with
Are
that organization, 11th or 12th. Yeah, 2008 was my first one. So, yeah, this is the 12th season, with this team. And this is what I will tell you. Their research and development, their human analytics department, all of their guys behind the scenes, they are ahead of the game. There are a few organizations out there that I think have really nailed the behind-the-scenes analytics. Houston's one of them. The Rays are one of them. The Rays, they came out with a lot of the shifts before everybody else. The concept of the opener, which you're starting to see catch on around Major League Baseball. And I will tell you that the homework that they put in behind the scenes, because they realized, hey, if we're going to compete with the Red Sox and the Yankees every year, we're going to have to be different and we're going to have to be cutting edge. And so they saw something in Yandy Diaz. What they loved about him, number one, he was a right-handed bat. And when you look at all the lefties in the Rays division, when you think about C.C. Sabathia, James Paxton, Chris Sale, David Price, all those lefties, they wanted to get right-handed. So that's why they were willing to give up Bowers, the lefty, to get the right-handed Diaz. And Chad Mottola and his group, Chad Mottola is the Rays hitting coach, and his group thought that very subtly we can the one thing that they knew about Yandy Diaz, he had a good idea of the strike zone. He can work in at bat, good average, good on base, and he hits the ball hard. So you take all of that and say, if we tweak the swing just a little bit, he's so strong with his exit velocity. If we can get the ball in the air just a little bit more often, it's going to translate into power. And all of a sudden, 9 home runs later, here he is. It's pretty remarkable. Yeah, they did the same thing with Tyler Glass now on the pitching end of things. He's in Pittsburgh. They're trying to make him a power sinker baller and a slider guy. That's not working out. They move him to the bullpen. He spends the first half of last season in the bullpen. And then the Rays trade for him. They say, take that power sinker and stick it, and the slider and stick it. We're going to go four-seam fastball and a curveball off of that. And so they changed his pitching style. And instead of being a sinker baller, slider, can't really find a spot with the Pirates, he was the American League Pitcher of the Month in April, 6-0 with a 1.47, throwing 98-mile-an-hour four-seamers at the letters and a ridiculous curveball off of that. You didn't have a chance. I wish that you guys could have gotten a chance to see him pitch in person. That kid is special. I mean, it's a joke with the way that he can go out and dominate. But again, that's all from the Rays analytics, and that's all from their people saying they're not utilizing him the right way. We can do it better. Get him in a trade. And they've turned him around like crazy.
Hey, B.A., when you pitched, and I think your record was right around, 81 and 80 or 80 and 81, something like that?
Listen, my son gave me crud about that not too long ago, so I took it all the way back to college. And if you want the numbers from college all the way up, right, postseason included, double
absolutely.
A, triple A.
I was,
Legion?
No, no, no.
What about Legion Ball?
I'm saying this with extreme respect. But do you wish that you knew the analytics that they know now in your game? Would it have changed what you did?
I think that it would have. I think, you know, it's funny. I look back at old baseball cards of myself, or even every once in a while, you know, we'll get talking about something, you know, on the air, and they'll have an old clip of me pitching. And where I always was mechanically sound or fundamentally sound in my mechanics, I look at them now with a different eye, knowing what analytics, how analytics can really clean up a guy's mechanics and make him more efficient. And sometimes when I watch my old deliveries, I'm like, I am so fighting against myself. You know, and I was a guy that for the majority of my career, I sat 87, 89, but I could pinpoint. And with a good changeup, and that's how I, that's how I got outs, and that's how I was able to stay in the game. But I look back and I'm like, okay, you're throwing 88, 89 with those mechanics that you're fighting against yourself. So I wonder if I could have cleaned some things up, what kind of difference it would have made, you know, on top of your spin rate and all this other stuff that they're so good at enhancing. So yeah, it would have been very interesting to pitch in this day and age with all of these analytics and metrics and just see how efficient you could make your body. That would have been pretty cool.
So that was a really good question that I asked.
It was, but you forgot to ask him if he bought the glove at Walmart that he was in the card because he left his glove and shoes back in Winter Haven. And let me ask you this about the Indians. They're a team that's either waiting for a spark or looking for a spark. And you've been around enough teams in your day to know you can't force that. I mean, what's it like to play in that kind of a clubhouse every day where guys might be looking around going, uh-oh, could I be the next one to go?
It's difficult. It's extremely difficult. This is where I think, you know, veteran leadership comes in. It looked to me, now granted, it's one game. And we jumped out to an early lead with a couple of home runs right off the bat. And by the way, this is coming off of a sweep at the hands of the Oakland A's. So you had a team that's kind of mentally beat down right now. And then we jump out and take an early lead. And Yarbrough's locked in the first couple of innings. But what I saw, they just looked listless. It just looked like a team going through the motions. And that is the most dangerous thing in the world because it's May. And if you are in a spot where you're just kind of going through the motions at this point, you know, how ugly can it get? So this is where you need, you know, some of your guys, you know, Lindor, Santana, some of these guys that have, a track record, in the game to step up and say, guys, listen, if we're going to go down, we're going to go down swinging. We're going to play with a lot of life. We're going to play with a lot of enthusiasm and see where it takes us. You know, it's a 3-hour game. Bust your butt for 3 hours, give it everything you have, and we'll see where we are. But don't have the optics of it look like we're just kind of playing.
Yeah, well, that guy should be Kipnis, and unfortunately, he's one of the guys not hitting well or not playing well.
Well, and you know what? And see, that's the thing. That's why the character of your guys in the clubhouse, it matters, and you got to know what makes them tick. And you know, sometimes you do get a veteran player who has, you know, under the surface has really good leadership qualities, but in his own mind, if he's not performing at a level at which he feels like he should be, then he doesn't feel it's his place to lead. And so sometimes they won't lead because, well, I'm not hitting right now, so who's going to pay any attention to me? They're going to look at me and say, dude, you're hitting 210. You're going to tune me out. And that's actually not the case at all. But some guys think like that. So it's, you know, who knows? Who knows? But it's going to have to be internal because I don't know – I don't know as far as the cavalry coming, if there's much of that at all here, you know, with the tribe. And they're not going to go out and make any big-time move until they see this team, you know, is worthy of such a move. So it's going to have to come from within that own clubhouse. And so we'll see. You know, it'll be an interesting weekend the rest of the way because, you know, for the Rays, you've got Blake Snell and Charlie Morton, two of their big guns going tonight, tomorrow. But with the Indians, you know, you got Bieber coming off an unbelievable outing. Carrasco is always dangerous, and Bauer, same thing. So maybe they can ride those three starters and try to get something started, but it's not going to be easy.
All right, BA, have a great weekend here at home. Hopefully we get to talk to you again next week, right? That's what the plan is?
Well, yes, sir.
If we can.
This worked out great because I'm going to work through the weekend, and then after the game on Sunday, I'm driving out to the homestead, and I'm taking a week off. And so I'll be here all week and then meet the team on our next road trip, which is up in Detroit on June the 4th.
Brian, you know you're a Hall of Famer, always on the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bruce, hey, boys, listen, again, thanks for having me, and hopefully I can get into the studio next week.
All right, sounds good. All right, Brian Anderson, color analyst for the Rays on television, on the Rays television network, and, of course, longtime Indians pitcher, Geneva, Wright State. Yeah,
he's really good on the air.
He's very good. And he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.